With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A political nightmare is averted for the Biden-Harris administration, with reports that striking dock workers along the Gulf and East Coast are returning to work. Members of the International Longshoremen's Association and management groups have reached a tentative deal on wages. The dock workers will be back on the job at ports on Friday. The two sides are agreeing to extend the expired contract until after the presidential election on January 15th. 50,000 union members working from Maine to Texas walked off the job early Tuesday morning. Former TV journalist Carrie Lake says she can reclaim Arizona's open Senate seat for Republicans, despite some polls that give her opponent a slight edge.
This is a margin of error race.
And Lake says she'll win in the former GOP stronghold if only she can let the voters know what she wants to accomplish.
Bring back a strong economy, make sure our streets are safe, and bring peace, not war.
Lake tells the Salem Radio Network her opponent, Congressman Ruben Gallego, couldn't be more the opposite.
Every crazy idea you can imagine, he's voted for.
Lake says on issues from open borders to allowing boys to play against girls in high school sports,
he's even further to the left than the Squad and AOC and Bernie Sanders.
Arizona's is considered one of the most competitive of the U.S. Senate races this year. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, another evacuation order from Israel to Lebanese residents.
The Israeli military has warned people to evacuate the city of Nabatieh and other communities in southern Lebanon that are north of a UN-declared buffer zone. The move is a sign that Israel may widen a ground operation launched earlier this week inside Lebanon against Hezbollah. Nabatieh is a provincial capital north of the Litani River, which formed the northern edge of the border zone established by the UN Security Council after the 2006 war in a resolution that both sides accused the other of violating. I'm Karen Chemas.
This is SRN News. A study of church attendance.
Researcher Ryan Burge has been analyzing data from the Cooperative Election Study, and it reveals that among self-identified evangelical Christians, only 31% say they go to worship services at least once a week. 10% show up at least once a month, while 13% only make it once a year. The polling data also reveals that 10% of self-identified evangelicals never attend church services. That's up from 3% in 2008. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rolled back Georgia's abortion ban this week, but neither side expects that decision to be the final word. The state attorney general's office says it will appeal the ruling to the Georgia Supreme Court. The state high court could restore the ban on abortions as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected while it considers the case. The Georgia Supreme Court has already overruled the same judge before on abortion. This is SRN News. Tesla is recalling nearly 30,000 of its Cybertrucks due to a camera issue. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Tesla Cybertruck owners are facing another recall, this one due to a problem with the rear view camera. Tesla informed the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that display screens in affected trucks may be blank for up to 8 seconds after the driver shifts into reverse. Government standards require that happen within 2 seconds of shifting. The companies released a free software upgrade to address the issue. This is the fifth recall since Tesla Cybertrucks went on sale last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Spotify is unveiling a new feature for customers who cannot access the service online. Music streamer is now offering online backup designed to keep music playing should a listener lose their connection. More details at srnnews.com.